Welcome to the show, James.
Thank you very much.
So, could you tell us a little bit about what you actually do?
I'm a communications consultant. A communications consultant advises companies on how they can use their public voice to support the development of their business, to help sell their products, and to build better relationships with their customers.
Okay, that's interesting. But how would you say their work actually differs from an advertising agency?
An advertising company is basically trying to take an image of a product and sell a message about that product. As a communications consultant, what we're trying to do is to look at what is a company's core vision, what is its core strategy, and we're trying to help the company develop what is a means of telling the story about that strategy or its vision, and how do its products fulfill that vision? How do they help the customer? How do they provide added value?
Okay. What is one of the main challenges you face in your work?
Most of my clients are foreign companies. My biggest client is a Japanese company. So once a Japanese company begins to understand what they can do with a communications approach, then they go all in and they're very keen to use it. Mm-hmm. But all of my other customers are all foreign companies operating here who have an understanding from their home country of how they want to communicate. And in Japan, they try to replicate that strategy here with some adjustments. And I think the biggest challenge for them is crossing from a Western mindset where talking to the media and establishing media relationships is normal to a country where that is relatively less developed.
Okay. Do you think companies pay enough attention to managing their image and reputation?
I don't think that they do, but I think that the way that the law is changing in Japan and the way that financial markets are looking at the behavior of companies, those companies that have not yet spent much time talking about their reputation or looking at their communication strategy are having to start to think about it. I think recently we have seen very big asset management companies openly talking about what they expect from companies that they invest in. They expect companies to manage their reputation. They don't want companies to have crises. They don't want companies to have any kind of issues that would cause problems for their customers or for users of the product. And certainly they don't want any issues that would affect safety.
All right.
And because financial companies are under a great deal of pressure to produce returns for pension funds and other investors, they want to see management at companies that they invest in develop a significant and consistent performance improvement each year. And if they don't see that, they are very apt to ask questions as to why the performance is not improving.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this adds up to the need for a company to have to think about why is it in business? What is it trying to achieve? Who is it trying to achieve that for?
Thank you very much, James, for talking to us today.
Good to speak to you.
Questions. Number 26. What is one thing that James says about his clients? Number 27. What is one observation James makes about the business world?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.